for the door. So I just want to reemphasize specifically the pancake breakfast here in the morning, 8 o'clock at the Mark Twain Community Center with the Story County Volunteer Fire Department on Saturday, October 18th, pancake breakfast and flu shots that will be held here on Tuesday, October 21st for the Mark Twain community at 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. So they will be on the board. Yes, ma'am.
There's also a silent auction with a pancake breakfast.
Oh, so you can get some, bring your money.
Right.
Okay.
And then last but not least, that there is a Mark Twain Community Center monthly meeting, which is on next Wednesday, October 15th, at 6:30 to 8:30. And since everybody's going to run, where's Ron? It'd be remiss to recognize Ron Engelbrecht, president of the Mark Twain Community Center, correct? And Adrian Baugh, I don't know if Adrian's here tonight. There's Adrian. They helped get this set up. Thank you very much for both of you letting us come down here today. So with that, Sean, sorry to keep you waiting.
No problem.
go ahead. You know the question, so go ahead.
This is the introduction question, right? Tell you why I'm the most qualified candidate for this position. Or Jim, if you want to go ahead and read it.
To be formal, we should read it, right? So everybody knows, Sean will lead off with introducing himself, telling us why he's running and why he is qualified. Thank you, Sean.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Sean Mayhem, and I intend to be the next Story County Sheriff. And I bring 14 years of experience here in the county, and 10 years of state experience. My education, I have a bachelor's degree in psychology, where I finished summa cum laude with nearly a 4.0 GPA. I'm currently finishing a master's of science degree in which I plan to use for public service. I've worked for the Story County Sheriff's Office, as mentioned, for nearly 14 years. During that time, I've developed collaborative relationships throughout the county that have lasted through that time. I plan to bring these relationships that I've established to the office, and I'd like to reiterate, back in June, I stood right in this room and talked about collaboration and communication, and tonight it was echoed through all the other candidates. Every other candidate mentioned collaboration and cooperation. I stand before you today saying the exact same words. The office needs collaboration and communication. We're at a turning point in this county's history. We have what I'm calling the new Comstock load of the 21st century in TRI with Tesla and other businesses that are going to be coming into the area. And it's critical at this point that the sheriff's office, first and foremost, has strong relationships with people. We don't have that right now. And I'm asking for your vote in November 4th. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Gerald Antonoro. I'm here to seeking re-election as your Story County Sheriff. I've got two master's degrees, a graduate of Northwestern University School of Staff and Command, and a graduate of the National Sheriff's Institute. Throughout the night, as the questions develop, you're probably going to hear how I've squandered the budget, how I'm putting the community and the deputies at risk because of the choices that we've made. Simply not true. We've been fiscally responsible. We've saved taxpayers' dollars. We've been working with the community in all areas of the county. And that's what we'll continue to do during the next 4 years. Thank you.
We're running a little ahead of time, gentlemen, so I'm going to throw a little curveball if you don't mind. Can we ask a couple extra questions if the two of you are open for that?
Not for sale.
One other thing is that I'm going to ask another question, and then a little change from the last 2 weeks. Instead of the candidates asking each other opposing questions, we're going to allow each of them to speak on one of their topics that they feel is important, and we'll debate that. So that's a little change from before. But Jerry, you get the next question.
All right.
And we'll start off with, do you believe the sheriff's office is making the best use of its resources, deputies, vehicles, the search team, etc., within the fiscal constraints that you have as sheriff?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay, that's it.
That's the answer to the question.
John, would you like a minute to reply to that?
I'd love a minute. Actually, no, we're not using our resources the best way we can. My opponent at the last forum mentioned that here in Mark Twain, there's an average response time of 10 minutes. And first of all, let me do a little survey here. Who's from Mark Twain? So about 8-9 people. Who's from Virginia City or the Highlands? And how about Lockwood? Nobody else from Lockwood? Okay. So we have a nice assortment of the county. Believe it or not, I counted up who was here before I asked the question, and you guys beat the primaries by one person in the room. Anyway, we are not using our budget for the best resources. We have purchased two-wheel drive vehicles that are required to come down Six Mile Canyon during icy roadways. That's putting response times and your safety at risk. We've had a prime opportunity recently with the mock school shooting, and we didn't use it as a training endeavor. As a leader, the sheriff should have came in and said, okay, we found out it's false. Now let's use it as a training. The school's already activated. Let's follow through. There was no actions taken. So I believe we need to take action, and we need a leader in the office to do that. Thank you.
1 minute to reply, Jerry.
Well, folks, that's simply not true. The two-wheel drive vehicles he's referring to is an industry leader. Right now, since the discontinuance of Ford's Crown Victoria, the Chevy Impala has taken over as the industry leader for police vehicles nationwide. A friend of mine from the Midwest just pointed out to me earlier that the community that he's familiar with there uses all two-wheel drive vehicles. And they get a whole lot more snow in Chicago than they get out here. My opponent's absolutely right. On average, it's a 10-minute response time, wherever you're at in the county. And contrary to the fear-mongering, if it's bad weather, the deputy's going to check on duty, they're going to go get the four-wheel drive that's sitting there parked, and they're still going to be patrolling, they're still going to be responding. So, and a lot of what you're seeing, a lot of what you're hearing is just that. It's creating issues where there are none. We've been responding. We've been controlling the budget. The budget numbers, I have every single one of them. I'm happy to share them with anybody. Not just part of the numbers, I have all of the numbers. And I can show you that we have been using the resources entrusted to the office in a efficient manner. Thank you.
That was Jerry's question, so okay. That was the next one. But the next one you get is to present a little more detail for people. Questions have been coming in on your 5-point plan.
Okay.
And so you have 2 minutes to discuss that, if you'd like.
All righty. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I brought copies of my 5-point leadership transition plan. In that, step one is focusing on the internal relations and organizational structure of the sheriff's office. Step two is conducting an internal audit, which assesses current needs and future needs for the department. Step number three is reestablishing collaborative communications with county officials and other agencies throughout the state. Step number four is conducting an ongoing citizen engagement forums in different parts of the county, much like a town hall on a regular basis, getting your feedback. And step number five is creating a strategic multi-year business plan for the sheriff's office, which incorporates and encompasses some of the major changes we're going through right now. That's it in a nutshell. It's a very comprehensive plan. I can't cover the whole plan in 2 minutes. It's more than a two-minute rundown. I can tell you why it was created. It was created because we need these things in the office right now. There was many hours and thought that went into this. And as your neighbor, I felt it was necessary. I've lived here a long time, and as your neighbor, I felt this office needs it. And to clarify my opponent's comment, I surely am not trying to promote any fear in this room tonight. I'm presenting facts. The vehicles that he's speaking on, 38,000 of them have been recalled. They are not an industry leader. And in the Midwest, I don't know that they have many mountains in the Midwest. So you have to think about terrain and where you live. So thank you.
Jared, would you like 1 minute?
I've seen my opponent's five-point plan, and I guess I have to give him a little bit of credit. He's been paying attention for the last 4 years because we're doing all these things already. We're engaging people on a regular basis. Do I call for town hall meetings? No. But I show up, or I have representation at just about everybody's meeting anywhere in the county, whether it's a community center here, whether it's the homeowners associations in the Highlands. We're everywhere engaging the community all the time on a daily basis. He's worried about the internal workings of the sheriff's office. I'm worried about providing a service to the community. The internal mechanisms are working. Is everybody happy? No, not everybody's happy. The majority of them, I believe, are. But my focus is service to the citizens, not spending a lot of time working on the inside the sheriff's office because we're already there. Thank you.
Sean, one more minute.
Well, cold hard facts, whether you believe it or not. My opponent said that he believes it's happening. He believes he's doing the right things. He believes he's implementing these programs. Let's look at cold hard facts. Has anybody in this room talked to the deputies in the agency, the men and women that serve this office, that have dedicated their lives to putting, protecting? Ron brought up the Fallen Officers Memorial, and I've been engaged in that for almost a decade now, where I shake hands with the people of fallen families and meet the other agencies statewide and see that it's an important brotherhood. And me standing before you tonight is a strong signal, should be a strong signal to everybody in this room that we need strong leadership. And it's not present right now. Communication and collaboration, that's what it's all about. You have to be able to get along with who you work. Being autocratic and the separation of powers doctrine, where they talk about the judicial, executive, and legislative, everybody's equal. There's an equal part in three different bodies. You shouldn't be a lone wolf out there fighting your own battle when public safety is at risk. Thank you.
Jerry, the question that has come forward for you to talk on is a little bit more about your community policing initiative and philosophy and how that serves the public.
Well, and that's what I was just saying. My focus is on outside the sheriff's office. I explained last week at the forum or at the debate that principles that I follow are broken windows theory, which in essence, for anybody who hasn't heard it before, it's you pay attention to something that's blighted to bring it up. If you ignore it, then it starts causing a blight around it. If you pay attention to it, then things around it start to improve. We take that to a new level, not just focusing on property, but focusing on people. And we've seen time and time again where we've been able to go in and help people at a very early stage and provide them with the assistance or get them to the assistance that they need. Something is working, folks. Crime is down 12% in Story County since I took office. Now, another principle of policing that follow is Peel's principles. If anybody's not familiar with them, in essence, it says the police are the people and the people are the police. And we incur favor in the community, not by pandering to the community, but by being fair and impartial in the provision of our services. And that's what we've been doing. My opponent says, who's talked to a deputy? Well, I can point to a whole bunch of people in this room that talk to deputies on a regular basis. Not just when they have a problem, not just when they're the victim of a crime, but daily the deputies are stopping in and they're saying hi, seeing how things are going on. And these are the relationships that we are building. We're building relationships with other service providers in the community, We're building relationships with individuals, and contrary to anything else, we have great relationships with all our neighbors in law enforcement. I can call any one of our neighbors, and they'll be here at the drop of a hat. Scott, start a riot. I bet you I have Lyon County swarm this place in a matter of minutes.
How much time do I have?
John, you have 1 minute.
Well, law enforcement officers are obligated by law to help each other. They may show up to help another fellow officer, but inside perspectives on police, they might not always want to get there, but they're going to do it. They're going to put their lives on the line, but they might not always want to do it because of the person. That's the reality of the occupation. So a blanket statement where I could call anybody and they'd show up, we have to. That's our job. And I'm sorry, can you follow up again? What was the question again?
Basically, it was upon Jerry's philosophy of community
policing. Oh, community policing, yes. And exactly. Let's talk about follow-up. Let's talk about initiating plans and actually following up. I am also, was also a founding member of the We Care, and I also was instrumental in bringing the first National Night Out to this county. And for some unknown reason, I'm no longer on that board. I'd like to talk about follow-up. John, could you turn right behind you there and reach on top of the fridge and show me what's up there? And blow the dust off it so you know I didn't put it up there. What is that?
Neighborhood Watch.
Neighborhood Watch stickers. Neighborhood Watch is a prime example of the program. Being in this building and knowing what's in this building, I had the luxury of being tall and seeing on top of the fridge. Neighborhood Watch is a prime example of a failed program in this community. Response times are not 10 minutes. Challenge the statistics. Challenge what you're told. It's not true. Thank you.
Jerry, give you a little more time to respond.
Well, anybody who wants to see the statistics on a response time, come out to my office. I'll punch it in. You can see what I put in. You can see what it spits out. Plain, simple fact matter. Sean was involved in some of the different programs that we've started, but he's not involved in them now for a specific reason. Just what he's harping on. He failed to follow through. Neighborhood Watch is a community-driven program. I can't force any community to participate, but I can show up whenever the community doesn't want to be involved, and I can provide that conduit to the sheriff's office. I can provide information that will better you, but it is a community program, which has been explained at every one of the locations where we have started a Neighborhood Watch program. It comes and goes. There's an interest, and then it wanes. There's an interest, then it wanes. I can't make it happen, but I can facilitate it. Thank you.
Sean, next question is yours. And that would be, with the development of TRI and Tesla, what safety security concerns will impact Mark Twain and its community down here, and how would you, if leading the department, address that?
Currently, I would say the biggest threat to the Mark Twain area is decreased services, decreased response times, and lack of manpower. Tesla was given a 10 to 20 year abatement, tax abatement. We have to deal with the budget that we have, and you have to work within the constraints of that budget. My opponent did mention earlier that I was going to talk about the budget, and it's for your benefit. My opponent came in with a ending surplus balance of $544,000. He spent that in less than 3 years. In the last two fiscal years, he spent nearly $100,000 in excess of his allotted budget. Anybody having questions about this can contact the man in charge of it, the comptroller, Hugh Gallagher, and question what I'm telling you right now.
Can we please let the phone finish? Sorry.
He may be busy. I don't. So, my opponent has overspent his budget repeatedly. That's a violation of Nevada revised statute. He's admitted to overspending the budget in the past couple forums. He's openly admitted that he's overspent his budget.
You need a leader that's fiscally sound and responsible. They don't have a room in the back of the courthouse that creates money. So when you overspend, you just go in there and get what you overspend. You need somebody that's accountable for fiscal management. And I believe I'm the man for that job. Thank you.
Gary, if you'd like to respond with a minute.
Folks, that's just flat out lie. I have denied overspending my budget, every single budget, and I've got the numbers to prove it. He's talking about one specific part of the budget, and sure, line items go over. But let's talk about the whole pot of money. The whole pot of money is that I've turned back money every single year. Now, back to the question of Tesla and how that's going to affect you, it's not going to have a whole lot of effect from a public safety standpoint. What it's going to do, it's going to sell some houses down here, maybe help bring the property values up. It's going to definitely open up a new job market for folks once USA Parkway is done. But as far as a impact of a criminal nature, it's going to have very little impact on you. You might see a little bit with a few more people moving in, but it's going to have a minimal impact, plain and simple. It's going to be good for the state, good for the area, good for the economy, no doubt about it. But Tesla overall and Story County has a minimal impact on public safety. Thank you.
Any reflection?
Tesla is going to have a huge impact on this county, a huge impact, total game changer for this county and the state. And to be laissez-faire about that is irresponsible. This is a huge turning point in the state of Nevada's history. I spoke with NHP and Washoe County regarding this very matter. They're anticipating 22 to 28,000 people influx on a regular basis. Here in this county, we're looking nearly 7,000 people a day. And in a previous candidates night, my opponent stated that every one of those people is going to come to our county, go to work, do their job, and then wait to go home to commit their crimes. Last week we had a fatality on USA Parkway due to a DUI, and we had to call in the MATE team, the Major Accident Investigation Team with NHP. That's going to be NHP's role. You need a leader that can work collaboratively with these other agencies. And by the way, NHP is calling the TRI area the new Bermuda Triangle of Northern Nevada with the three counties. So, thank you.
Jerry, the next question and the last question before the wrap-up is yours. A little bit on a twist from last week. This time we get to hear from you as to how you can explain the perceived conflict between the Sheriff's Office and the County Commission, and what will you do to resolve these differences, if to resolve them?
Well, something that we've talked about at the other Commission meetings or at the other candidate forums, and you know what? It's separation of powers. I mean, each branch of government has their responsibilities, and sometimes we do disagree on how things should be done or what order they should be done. But when it's said and done, we come together as professionals. I'm a professional, commissioners are professionals, and we work together to accomplish the goals and the needs of the county. Proof of that every year when we come together to do the budget. We don't always agree on how the budget should be or what it should be, but in the end, we come to an agreement. Doesn't have to be all peaches and creams. It's not going to be if we're each doing our job. My responsibilities are public safety. They have a fiscal interest. Somehow, along the way, we marry the two to try and benefit everybody. As far as the perception, people's perception or their perception, we have disagreements, plain and simple, but we work through them for the betterment of the community. Thank you.
Sean, would you like to respond?
Well, I can't begin to speak about the county commissioners and how they feel about things. There was two in here earlier. There's one now. And if you have any questions to them, ask them. I can tell you, though, as the leader of the law enforcement agency for this county, I will work collaboratively and communicate well with others and work as a team member for this growing time that we're undergoing right now. We don't have the luxury of time to wonder if the person in the elected office is going to work collectively or collaborate and work as a team member. It's been a common thread throughout tonight, folks, and I have established over a decade of collaborations here in Story County. So I believe a leader, especially for the sheriff's office, for public safety, should have that quality and ability, and I have that, and I ask for your vote on November 4th. Thank you.
1 minute.
We don't have to get along and go out barbecuing to make things happen. Lance has his ideas on how the fiscal responsibilities of the county should be, and I have my ideas on how public safety should be. And somewhere, somehow, we get there. We don't have to go saying kumbaya. That's not what it's about. It's about providing a service to you folks, and we do that. Might not always be happy, like I said, but we get there and we get it done for the people of Story County. Thank you.
John, 2 minutes to wrap up and tell people what you'd like them to take away.
Well, I'd like to thank the Mark Twain residents for coming down tonight. And I'd like to point out, too, that some of the issues down here that I believe are facing the Mark Twain community are speeders, number one, and outside people visiting this county that don't belong here. And as your sheriff, I intend to address those issues. I have plans for that. And I'd like to thank everybody else for coming in here tonight and spending nearly 3 hours listening to this political forum. It was a wonderful night tonight. I stood in the back and gave you the honor and respect due to each one of you for coming tonight. So please take a look at my 5-point leadership transition plan. It's on our website. And ask yourself the questions about your elected official, question statistics, question things. It's okay to question. Your lives and your kids' lives are literally in the balance. So thank you.
Jerry?
4 years ago, I told you I was going to save your money. I've done that. Contrary to what you hear, the budget reflects that. Come see me. See me afterwards. I've got every budget right here. I'm more than happy to show you. Told you I was going to be fair to everybody in the county, regardless of who they were or where they lived. I believe we've done that, much to the chagrin of some people in the county. Folks, listen to what you've been told tonight. A couple of things have been said that are just flat out untruths. I've not lied to you for 4 years. I've been honest. I've been coming down and saying, folks, I know there's speeders out here. And we get down here as we can to address them, just like we get out to the Highlands to address their speeder, just like we get down to Lockwood to address their speeder. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Story County is getting ready to become a war zone because Tesla and the industrial park. I think just the opposite. I think that they're bringing in high-quality people out there. I have talked to the surrounding agencies, the leadership of the surrounding agencies, who believe I'm right on track. I'm not looking to grow your government. I'm looking to provide you with professional public service, public safety, where you can enjoy your lives, your families can enjoy their lives. We have done that for the last 4 years, and we will continue to do that for the next 4. Thank you.
Folks, round of applause for next Wednesday. I know you have a committee, a Mark Twain Community Council meeting here, but for those who don't want to go to that, the forum at the Highlands Fire Station will also be held. That's the last one before this very important decision you have to make on November 4th. Thank you all for coming.